Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Too late.
No, we're together.
Well, it's too late. Something I must do.
No, there's nothing you must do. There's nothing you must do. No one possesses you. You're safe with me.
So joining us now to talk about
Hangover 2 didn't make it, I guess.
Rafer Guzman just fine with his decision. In fact, happy.
I think I am happy. I'm happy to see Hitchcock at the top. I'm not sure I'd say Vertigo is my particular favorite Hitchcock film, but I'm glad. I think it's a more modern film.
Maybe
than
you're
Citizen
just
Kane.
Tired I'm of hearing about Citizen Kane.
That could be.
But Kristen Meinzer also with us as well. What do you think?
Well, you know, I love Hitchcock for setting up a great psychological scenario, but technically speaking, his way of filming really feels like it's on a soundstage to me all the time. It always feels like he's making a filmed play. And in that way, Citizen Kane is so far superior to anything that Hitchcock does.
All right. We're hearing our movie date team here. In addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. And, you know, I wonder, what difference does it make? Does it matter who they label as the greatest movie of all time?
I mean, I think, as you and I were saying earlier, I think it does sort of matter because it has a certain influence. It gives these movies a certain cachet. I think it will definitely affect scholarly pursuits. I think it will affect the classroom, perhaps, more than anything else, film studies programs, what gets taught at a hands-on film school of some sort. So in that sense, I think it does matter.
Kristen, what do you think?
You know, I think that to the general public, though, people are always going to want to put together lists, and people are always going to want to criticize those lists. And there are a lot of different lists out there. People really just want to discuss movies and what they think is the best movie. This is another conversation piece for your average American.
You know, both of these movies, though, are black and white. I mean,
Vertigo's in color.
Vertigo is in color, but both of these movies are old.
It's from the 50s. Vertigo's from the 50s.
When will we get a movie that is modern?
I agree with you. I think it's about time we do. I'm really tired of these lists. You know, the top 10 list for Sight and Sound, for these critics who were polled, the very most recent movie is still 45 years old.
Holy cow.
And three out of the top 10 are from the 1920s. This
wow.
is ridiculous to me. This was a great opportunity where they could have expanded things.
But
not
what,
just for the
what from the last 30 years would make a list? What from the last 30 years would go up against Citizen
you really
Kane
think there's
or
never,
Vertigo?
You don't think any good movies Bridesmaids. Have been made in the last 30
Back
years,
to the
right?
Future.
Back to the Future is great.
It's a great movie.
Shawshank
is it as good as Citizen Kane?
Hey, look.
Yentl? Hello, Yentl?
This is clearly, you guys are being sarcastic, but I think there are movies that belong on that list within the past 30 years, and this is a discussion for another time. Maybe
right.
our listeners need to give us some suggestions on movies that are being bypassed unfairly. We could put together a good list of great movies within the past 30 years that belong on the top 10 list, greatest movies of all time. But in the meantime, we're stuck with Vertigo, which replaces Citizen Kane, so at least it is a new change. Thanks so much to Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer. Rafer is film critic for Newsday, Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and they're both on the Movie Date podcast team. You can subscribe to that podcast at facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Rosebud.